Picture this, if you will. A wooden steam schooner with a full deck load, 175 feet long, on fire from one end to the other, smoke and flames pouring up into the air, steaming towards shore at full speed with no one aboard, just to crash into the rocks and explode. That really happened. My name's Finn J.D. John. It's Friday, March 30th. And I'm reading a column from the archives of the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. I do this every day. Of course, if you're subscribed to this podcast, you already know that. If you'd like to know more about this little daily podcast or about the newspaper column, stay tuned or you can go to offbeatoregon.com to learn more. Today's column first ran in the newspapers on April 11th, 2010, under the headline, Boiler Bay Named for Spectacular 1910 Shipwreck. Here we go. Just north of the picturesque little central coast town of Depot Bay is a place called Boiler Bay. It's named after what remains of one of the most spectacular shipwrecks in American history. The J. Marhoefer was a 175-foot, 600-ton steam schooner built at John Lindstrom's shipyard in Aberdeen on the Washington side of the Columbia River, a dozen or so miles upstream from its mouth. The ship was built in 1907, so on May 18, 1910, she was still practically brand new, and was coming back to her home port in Portland from a run to San Francisco when an assistant engineer working on a gasoline-burning blowtorch accidentally overpressurized it and blew the thing up. This likely would have been far less of a problem had the J. Marhoefer been an older coal-powered ship. She was not. She ran on oil, and the engine room contained enough of it spattered on the walls that by the time the badly burned assistant engineer recovered his wits, the whole place was on fire. Captain Gustav Peterson asked someone to open the valves and flood the engine room. But by then the heat of the fire had made the valve handles too hot to touch, and the fire had spread. Nor could the engineer get into the engine room to shut the power off. The ship was still steaming along at a steady 9 knots, and there was nothing anyone could do about it. Peterson got her pointed at shore, 3 miles off, and gave the order to abandon ship. Clambering into a lifeboat and paddling away is something that's hard enough to do when the ship isn't humming along at maximum speed. And being as a really hot fire was still blazing merrily below decks, the Marhoefer must have been warming up like a wood stove on a frosty morning. Still, the crew and the captain's wife, who was also aboard, managed to get safely from the ship and retrieve the ship's dog, which had been tossed overboard before the lifeboat was lowered. The boats made for Fogarty Creek, but a resident there was signaling to them using a red sweater. Interpreting this as a danger signal, it wasn't intended as one, the boats turned away and headed south, past Depot Bay, and tried to come in at Whale Cove. There, one of them capsized in the surf, and the injured cook was drowned while the other crew member swam to shore. This was the only casualty of the wreck. As for the J. Marhoefer, this ship, now thoroughly and spectacularly on fire, was steaming straight towards the rocks as fast as it could go, maybe even faster since the ship was on fire, presumably that helped the boiler get hotter. Word had spread around the town of Depot Bay and residents had come flocking to the top of the bluff to watch. Still under full power and trailing a column of smoke and fire like a volcano, the freighter piled onto the rocks with an enormous crash. The stranded vessel keeled over and burned fiercely for a time, and then she was ripped apart by a massive steam explosion that threw chunks of wood and iron in all directions. Fortunately, none of the spectators were hit, although today there's still a piece of iron pipe sticking out of the bluff above that probably came from the wreck. Today, the ship's boiler can still be seen from the highway at low tide. It can even be reached via a rough trail leading down from Highway 101 just north of the entrance to Boiler Bay State Park when conditions are right and the tide is extremely low, although the spot is at all other times utterly inaccessible to anyone lacking the skills and equipment of a Navy SEAL. It's because of this rusty remnant that this little bay, which formerly was known as Briggs Landing, is now called Boiler Bay. You've been listening to an Offbeat Oregon History Archive column. If you'd like more, you can read hundreds of columns from the last 4 years at our website at offbeatoregon.com. On the website, you can also subscribe to get these podcasts delivered directly to your smartphone every weekday via RSS or iTunes. And if you're into history geekery, be sure to check out the Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. They're also accessible from the website. All my stuff is covered under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of something at the Beanery or some other historical Oregon watering hole, look me up. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.